I'm Phil Ney with WRCO Sports. We're heading toward the first big day, big weekend for high school sports for the 24-25 season. Michael Hernan has more.
High school football is back, with the regular season debuting this weekend. Here are the games in the area, starting with the only Six Rivers versus SWC matchup on Friday. Six Rivers member Peck Argyle will be at SWC's newest member, New Glarus. For the rest of the SWC on Friday, Richland Center will be at Toma. Reedsburg will travel to River Valley. Viroqua is at Dodgeville. Prairie du Chien is at Aquinas. Mineral Point will travel to Lancaster. Platteville will be at Darlington. And Edgerton will be at Broadhead Judah. There are three Scenic Bluffs versus Six Rivers matchups. All three of them will be Scenic Bluffs on the road, and Six Rivers will be at home. On Friday, Ithaca will be at Riverdale. Hillsborough travels to Boscobel, and Cashton will be at Seneca Wazika Steuben. For the rest of the Scenic Bluffs, on Thursday, Bangor will be at Melrose Mindoro. On Friday, Clear Lake will be at Royal. Cochrane Fountain City will be at Brookwood. New Lisbon travels to Nielsville Granton, and the Cedar will be at Partyville. For the rest of the Six Rivers on Friday, Fenimore will be at Iowa Grant. Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg will be at River Ridge. Cuba City travels to Potosi Cassville, and Southwestern East Dubuque will be at Blackhawk Warren. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Today we preview the Ithaca Bulldog football team. Co-head coach David Klang talked about the first outing of the year at Lancaster with Benton Schulzburg, and it was a good outing overall, he says.
I thought the scrimmage went really well for us. It kind of let us know what we need to work on. We have a lot of returning athletes, which is nice, but most of them are playing in new positions, so it kind of gave us a good idea of how well it's going to work and where do we need to improve. But overall, I thought we did our guys did really, really nice job against both teams and kind of showed what they're capable of.
Klang says that the team did well against an always tough opponent, Lancaster, at the scrimmage.
Solid teams like Lancaster, like it was really nice going against those guys, and that they had so much depth and were able to change in. And they went kind of fast-paced, which kind of got the guys kind of off right away, and kind of like, whoa. And like for a scrimmage, it was kind of nice to kind of see that and get their eyes kind of opened up that it's going to be a lot faster than we've practiced before, and just game-like scenarios, it's going to come a lot faster and going to have to think on their own and that type of thing. So it was really nice to play some good competition against them last Friday.
What are the numbers like for Bulldog football this year?
We have 24 total out, which is a pretty solid number. We're still kind of figuring out if we're going to be able to do a JV schedule just because of how many guys we're going to have on varsity and rotation and things like that. But at the very least, we're hoping to play some 8-man JV if we can't go full 11-man JV. But not bad for like a smaller school having 24 guys out, but we'll kind of see, and hopefully we stay healthy and that type of thing, because there's not a lot of depth if you only have 24 players.
That's David Klang, co-head coach of the Ithaca Bulldogs, who will see the Bulldogs Thursday night on our Game of the Week football coverage as Ithaca travels to Riverdale. The 2024 Church League softball season came to an end last night at Crosscup Park. The Mission was crowned this year's champion after suffering a loss in the first game, their first loss of the tournament, and winning the second contest last night. The Church of the Nazarene won the first game 7-2 before the Mission secured the second contest 9-5. The Nazarene team jumped to a 3-0 lead in the first inning of Game 1 and added three more in the sixth, handing the Mission its first tournament loss. Now in his 60th season of Church League softball, Dave Hendricks was the winning pitcher. Jared McCullum scored three runs. Corey Harris was 2-for-3 with an RBI double, and Brenton Baker was 2-for-3. Adam Windsor had two doubles, and Sean Logue two hits and both RBIs for the Mission. In the second game, the Mission scored single runs in the first and second innings and exploded for five runs in the third. Another veteran softball pitcher in the league, Jim Luxton, was the victorious pitcher. He was 2-for-3 at the plate. Also going 2-for-3 was Todd Urnessy. Sean Logue had 2 RBI leading the way to the 9-5 win. For the Nazarene team, Brenton Baker was 3-for-3. Scott Dilley, Brandon Whiff, and Dustin Tanner each had 2 hits. The Mission capped off the tournament with a championship win on the East Diamond at Kruska Park last night on the last evening of the Church League softball season of 2024. In men's golf action at Quail Run last night, Josh Coy had the top score, a 37, including a birdie on hole 1. Ken Nick Sr. with a 39 birdied hole 5. Brandon Miller, Rich Barrancott, and Rod Reitz all had 40s. Brandon had a birdie on hole 4. And Steve Swasina with a birdie on hole 2 and a 41. Other golfers with holes played under par, Jake Colloy birdied hole 1, Wally Wachter hole 2, Dennis McHugh birdied hole 2, a birdie on hole 3 for Ryan Pogstad, and a birdie on hole 5 for J.J. Klatt. Tom Davis, Terry Wheaton, Dale Mortimer, and Jason Schultz all had birdies on hole 8. Flag prize winners, Wally Wachter with a closest second shot on hole 2, Ed Fink, longest putt on hole 4, Jake Colloy, the longest drive in the fairway on hole 6. Brandon Miller was the closest to the pin on hole 7. And Terry Wheaton, closest second shot on hole 8 during Tuesday action at Quail Run, week 17 of the 20-week men's golf season. And it's a sure sign of the changing times, our first bowling scores of the new season. Powder Puff Women's Bowling started last night at the Phoenix Center. The results as follows. Goplin Insurance had the top team series 17-59. The Phoenix Center with a 17-55. And Chatsfield Seed and Such rolled a 17-50. Phoenix Center 6-55. Richland Family Restaurant a 6-34. And Goplin Insurance with a 6-20 for the 3 high games of the night. Individual top series, Barb Wood with a 519, Tanya Maley a 496, Cheryl McNerlin a 489, Judy Skelly with a 202 game, Barb Wood a 193, Lila Kraska a 189 in Powder Puff Women's Bowling. It got a little too close for comfort last night. A 3-2 win for the Brewers at division rival St. Louis gives the Brewers now their winning streak continuing. The biggest divisional lead got a little bigger by reaching 12 games. Milwaukee scored the first 3 runs, then watched pinch hitter Matt Carpenter smash a 2-run shot in the bottom of the ninth. St. Louis loaded the bases with 1 out, but closer Devin Williams was able to slam the door last evening. Here's manager Pat Murphy talking about how it went for the starting pitcher last night, Frankie Montas, who went 7 innings and gave up 1 hit.
He attacked the zone. Strike 1 was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. It's nice having his experience.
And the manager credits the Brewers catcher.
Got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going, too. I thought he called a great game.
William Contreras leading the way for the Brewers' 6th win in a row. And Joey Ortiz was impressed that Devin got out of the jam in the 9th.
His toughness, really. I mean, it's crazy to watch him pitch, like, be behind him playing defense, watch him pitch in real life. I mean, I had seen what he can do on TV, but, I mean, playing behind him, it's pretty impressive.
Tobias Myers is the starter for the Wednesday schedule for the Brewers. 6:45 first pitch time tonight. Myers faces the Cardinals' Kyle Gibson in that game. In other action from the majors, Arizona beat Miami 3-1, Colorado 3-1 over Washington, Atlanta 3-1 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston 6, Houston 5, Angels 9, Kansas City 5, Cleveland 9-5 over the Yankees, Tampa Bay 1-0 over Oakland. Interleague play, Toronto 10-3 over Cincinnati, Baltimore 9, the Mets 5, Pittsburgh 4-0 over Texas. The Cubs beat Detroit 3-1, San Francisco 4-1 over the White Sox. San Diego 7, Minnesota 5, the Dodgers 6-3 over Seattle. Wisconsin would love to see Luke Fickell make the same type of giant leap he produced his second year at his previous stop. Fickell's experience makes the Badgers confident they can improve upon their 7-6 performance from his debut season in Madison as they navigate a tougher schedule in the expanded Big Ten. Cincinnati went 4-8 in Fickell's debut of 2017, but surged to 11-2 the following year. Wisconsin is hoping to make a similar rebound this time. The Packers are getting rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper back from a hip injury just in time for the start of the season. Cooper was penciled in as a starter, but has missed 3 weeks of training camp. He will be a limited participant to begin. Another rookie, Jordan Morgan, was doing individual work at Tuesday's practice. First-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is on the sidelines. And the Bucks were an elite team last season when Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Damian Lillard were on the court at the same time. The problem is that only happened in 42 of 82 games and none during the playoffs. During an appearance on a podcast with Jeff Teague, Lillard admitted the transition to a new team was harder than he had expected at a coaching transition in midseason, and there are plenty of reasons to expect improvement this time. Advancing age for Milwaukee's Big Three will determine whether the chemistry finally develops. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.